Tesla sailed for America in 1884, arriving in New York with 4 cents in his pocket, a few of his own poems, and calculations for a flying machine. He got a job with his hero, Thomas Edison, then considered the greatest electrical engineer in the world. Edison told Tesla he would pay him a $50,000 bonus if he could improve the efficiency of his direct current generators by 25%. In less than 2 months, Tesla succeeded in making them 50% more efficient. But when he asked to be paid, Edison said he had only been joking. "When you become a full-fledged American," he told his young assistant, "you will appreciate an American joke." Tesla was so shocked and angered that he immediately quit. In 1885, George Westinghouse, head of the Westinghouse Electric Company, bought the rights to Tesla's system for producing and supplying alternating current power. This resulted in a huge battle between Edison, with his direct current system, and Tesla and Westinghouse with their AC system. When Tesla had worked for Edison, he had tried to convince them of the superiority of AC over the DC system that Edison was using. But Edison had invested too much money, effort, and pride in his DC system and refused to listen. When Westinghouse began to promote Tesla's AC plan, Edison and his backers did everything they could to convince the public that AC was impractical and dangerous. Edison had an engineer named Harold Brown arrange lectures and demonstrations to convince the public that AC was dangerous. Local boys were paid to find stray cats and dogs, which were publicly electrocuted with AC. "Is this what you want your little wife to cook your dinner with?" the lecturers would ask the crowd. Many animals were killed in order to make the AC system appear dangerous. In one case, Edison's people electrocuted an elephant in front of a large crowd. Tesla responded with demonstrations of his own. Tesla, who was always confident of his genius, was a natural showman. He would lecture an audience while sending millions of volts of electricity through his body. It made a dramatic and exciting show, but it was perfectly safe. As a last resort, Edison and his supporters arranged for the public execution of a condemned prisoner. It was the first time in history that a human being would be sentenced to death in Brown's new invention, the electric chair. Edison and his supporters justified the new invention as a more modern and efficient way to carry out the death sentence. But the first trial was so grotesque and horrifying that the people who came to watch were shocked. Tesla and Westinghouse eventually won. Edison's crude attacks on them failed to persuade the public. More important, the AC system was simply more practical. By 1896, Westinghouse and Tesla had harnessed the power of Niagara Falls and were supplying electricity to the city of Buffalo. Within a few more years, AC electricity generated at Niagara was lighting up Broadway and powering New York City's elevated trains and subways. AC remains the standard around the world today.